So Matthew 26 is where we want to turn. And of course, if you were a part of the service this morning, if you heard the message, then you remember this verse of verse number 40, where the Bible tells us, "And he cometh unto the disciples," that's obviously the Lord Jesus, "and finding them asleep, and saith unto Peter," what? "Could ye not watch with me 1 hour?" From that passage of Scripture, as I mentioned to you this morning, we take the idea that an hour with God every day is really a minimum amount of time that we ought to spend with the Lord. Now, let me say to you again, as I mentioned to you this morning, sometimes, if we're not careful, we can put traditions of men on the same level as commandments of God. This is one of those traditions of men. So don't take it as, "Pastor said, an hour with God is the minimum, therefore I'm sinning if I don't spend an hour with God." Don't take it that way, all right? It's not that way. I'm not the Holy Spirit. However, I think it's safe for us to say that from the Scripture, we ought to spend time with God every day and a significant amount of time. And I would say an hour is probably a minimum. Again, that's my opinion, but it's a good opinion, okay? So all that to say, I let the Holy Spirit lead you on that. I don't want to give you the idea that 59 minutes is sin, 60 minutes is not, and 61 is even better. That's how man's opinions work, right? Don't let that happen. The other thing I want to tell you is, what I'm going to give you tonight is not a magic formula. This is not the only way to do it. This is not even necessarily the best way to do it. This is just a way to do it where I have been given material that has blessed me and helped me to say, okay, if you're going to spend an hour with God, here's a good format to use. Because when I originally thought of an hour with God, I always thought, well, okay, I'm going to kneel down and I'm going to talk to God for an hour. It's hard to talk for an hour. Now, some of you can do that, but it's hard, right? It's hard to talk to somebody for an hour. So that's not a good format necessarily to use. This is a format to use, and I think it works. It works for me. And I think it's based on loosely on the Lord's Prayer. Not everything is exactly right, but it kind of follows a similar format to that, and it helps, okay? So here's what I want to encourage you with is use this if it will be a blessing to you. Adapt if you want to, okay? And I would encourage you, adapt it. Let the Holy Spirit lead you in this, okay? The other thing is I would say is when you begin to spend an hour with God, let's say you start tomorrow morning and you get up at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock or sometime like that, and you've set aside that block of time, all right, I'm going to spend this time with the Lord for an hour. Begin right away with just a short prayer and say, "Holy Spirit of God, help me. Lead me as I spend an hour with God." The Holy Spirit is the Comforter, the Paraclete, the one who comes alongside to help us, and he wants to help you, so ask him to do so, okay? Here's the other thing I would encourage you. When you're spending an hour of time with God, you should have an open Bible, and you should have a closed phone. You can't close phones nowadays. You used to be able to you close a flip phone. But you understand what I'm talking about. I take my phone, and if I have it with me at all, I put it in the do not disturb mode, okay? And I use it that way. Why? Because it is a distraction to me. This has probably been one of the hardest things for me as far as distracting me from my time with God. So I have an open Bible and a closed phone. Some of you need to put the phone far, 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 far away from you. Some of you can have it near you, but on, you know, mute or whatever. But the Holy Spirit will lead you in that. But I would encourage you, have an open Bible and a closed phone. The other thing is that I would encourage you to do is get alone. When you're going to spend time with God, get alone. If you have young children, that can be hard. But let me encourage you, get alone with God. Do not be afraid to tell your children, "Listen, Daddy or Mommy needs to spend some time with God, and I can't help you right now. Here's something that you need to do," or whatever. "Do this, and I'm not available right now." Obviously, make sure they're in a safe situation, okay? But you understand what I'm saying. And if you get up early, listen, sometimes I know, here's what used to happen to me all the time when the kids were younger, is they would hear Dad up and they would want to get up with Dad. And I would have to do this. I'd have to say, "Sweetheart, you're going to have to go back to bed. It's not time to get up yet. I've got to spend time with the Lord. Go back to bed. and lay in bed. And by the way, your children ought to be able to do that. If they're not, then we have something else to talk about, okay? But you ought to be able to send them to bed and they stay in bed, okay? So get alone. Why do I say that? Because Jesus got alone. Remember, he took the three disciples, but even then, he went with the top three disciples, if you want to call them that. He even went a stone's throw away from them. He got alone with his Father. The other thing I would say is this. It might be wise for you to pray out loud. If you're like me, that helps me. If I don't pray out loud, I get distracted. My mind wanders 100 different ways. But if I pray out loud, it forces me to concentrate. And so, a lot of times like this morning, I stood in my kitchen because I was tired. And I stood in my kitchen and prayed in a whisper, but out loud, because it helps me concentrate. I would encourage you to do the same if that'll help you. And then here is the following format to begin, okay? The half sheet that you have has the format. Now, in the beginning of when you start to do this, if you want to keep the format real close, then I would encourage you to use an alarm that will say like 5 minutes and set the alarm. It's what I'm going to do when we do this right here. I'm going to set an alarm for 5 minutes. That might seem a little bit funny to you, and if it does, don't worry about it. You don't have to use it, but it helps me stay on track. Might sound a little bit funny, but it helps me stay on track, and then after a while, when I've gotten used to the format, I don't even use the alarm, and I just go with whatever and let the Holy Spirit lead. It's just an idea, okay? It doesn't have to be that way, but let's just walk through it real quick. A good format to use is begin by praising the Lord for about 5 minutes, okay? And I wrote in parentheses there, Psalms. Why? Because use the Psalms. The Psalms are amazing. If you're kind of running out of things to praise the Lord for, because we all have tendencies that we always say the same things, go to the Psalms for a couple of minutes. Read a Psalm. There's a myriad of, praise in the Psalms. That's what it is. So use the Psalms and maybe read through one. I read Psalm 63 this morning, and it talked about how our soul will be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. And I just spent time praising the Lord for the fact that he really does satisfy. And you can do that, all right? So use the Psalms. Again, an open Bible will help you. Then the next one would be confessing God. That's what I termed it. And when I say confessing God, I mean meditate on and confess. In other words, agree with God about who he is. And who is he? And what I mean by that is this, who he is in relation to you. He's your creator. He's your Father. The Lord Jesus Christ is your brother and fellow heir, right? The Holy Spirit is your helper. He's your comforter. He's the paraclete, the one who comes along to aid you in the work that God gave you to do. So spend time just saying things like, Dear God, I believe and I confess and agree with your word that you are my heavenly Father. And as my heavenly Father, you always love me and care for me and things like that. I wrote down John 14 through 17 because that was when Jesus was giving his upper room discourse, and he talks about our relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit after he would ascend to heaven, which is where we are right now, right? So read through John 14. Just look for things about the Comforter or about the Father or whatever. You can include chapter 17, by the way. There's a lot in there. But use the Word of God for that. Then third, spend time, about 5 minutes or so, confessing sin. You might say, Pastor, why wouldn't we start with confessing sin? Because you'll find that as you begin, you tend to be a little cold, a little dead. You need to be warmed up. And when you think about God and meditate on who he is, when you spend time praising him, when you spend time confessing who he is in relationship to you, it warms your heart to the point where then when it comes time to get to sin, that the Holy Spirit will say, remember that you said yesterday? Remember that you did yesterday? In fact, I rarely get through the first 10 minutes without sin being brought to my mind and the Holy Spirit saying, hey, that needs to be confessed. But I think it needs to be a little bit later so that you have time to get into the rationale of hearing the Spirit's voice, all right? And 1 John 1:9 is what I wrote there. Then I spend 5 minutes claiming the promises of God. Again, the Psalms are great for that. I would encourage you to keep a journal or keep some notes of verses that God has brought to your mind and said, here's a promise that you can count on. I wrote in there Joshua 1:8 because that's a great promise that God reminds me of often. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, For then thou shalt make the way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. That's a promise of God. If I'll get into the Word of God, meditate on it, it will be my life, then I'll have good success. And I spend time, God, I claim your promise. You've said if I'd make the Word of God my meditation, you'd make me successful. Lord, I want to be successful. You know, those kind of things, all right? Then 15 minutes of intercession and petition. In other words, the prayer list that you get on Wednesday nights, this is a good time to pray over those things. Those of you that are in the prayer partner ministry, great time to pray for those things. Maybe you have people that you're trying to witness to or loved ones who are sick or you want to pray over your family. Listen, 15 minutes is usually what I'll spend, although it ends up being a lot longer than that, praying over the petitions that I have, okay? Then I spend about 5 minutes thanking God. Again, the Psalms are great for finding ways to thank God. Thank God for answered prayer. That's part of how we're told to pray, right? I spend about 5 minutes that. Then about 15 minutes in meditation. Now, I do, different than my personal Bible reading, I'll just pick a book and kind of meditate through, take a verse or two, and just spend time meditating on it, reading it, asking God to enlighten his word to my heart and quicken it to my heart, etc., okay? And then spend time, again, praising the Lord. If you want to sing, if you want to just read a psalm, whatever, there's 5 minutes there, all right? So that's a format of how to do it. Now, what I want to do tonight, and Brother Pritchett, if you're able to move that microphone for me, that would be great. What I want to do tonight is I want us to go through, we won't go through the whole hour because it's already 6:30. We'll shorten some of this up here, okay? But we will go through some of this time, and I want to go through it with you. We'll be interactive here. So what we're going to do first is we're going to start with the worshiping and praising of the Lord. I'll start with a prayer. I'm going to set my timer, okay? Might seem a little odd, but it'll help keep us on track. I'm going to set my timer, and what I'll do is I'll pray out loud. Brother Pritchett, as far as you can go with that, if you would, as far as you can go that way. Yes, sir. I will set my timer for that, and then what we'll do is when I'm, that's good right there, Brother Pritchett, perfect. When I'm done praying, then we'll have a time where you can all pray silently, and we'll spend about 5 minutes worshiping and praising the Lord in our prayer and thanking him for who he is. Then afterwards, then we'll, when the timer goes off, we'll start another timer of 5 minutes, and we'll do the same thing. I'm going to ask Brother Pritchett to be the second one and to pray for us, begin a prayer about confessing God. In other words, something about God's relationship to us and thanking him for his relationship to us. And then when he's done praying, we'll have time where we can all just kind of pray silently. All right, so to go like that and just follow my lead, if you would, okay? So I'm going to put a couple other people on the spot here, all right? But what I'm going to ask is, Brother Chuck, if you don't mind, I'm going to ask you to, when we get to the claiming promises part, if you would just, I'm thinking, you know, like maybe a 30-second to a minute prayer on claiming some promise of God that God brings to your heart, and you'll just stand up to the microphone and do that. When Brother Chuck is done praying, he'll go back to his seat, and we'll all spend the rest of the 5 minutes praying quietly in our hearts, claiming the promises of God. You might even be looking in your Bible, all that kind of stuff, all right? This time with God is not just talking or praying. Sometimes it's looking into God's word to say, Lord, show me something that has to do with this. Give me some nugget of truth in here that I haven't seen before, or maybe one I have seen before, but help me, feed me in this time, all right? It's an interactive time with God. Yes, we're praying. Yes, we're talking to him, but he's talking to us as well, all right? So we'll do that. So David will be the confessing God part. Brother Dewey will be the claiming the promises, all right? I'll take the confessing of sin part. I need it, okay? The intercession and petition, we'll give quiet time for that. The thanksgiving, I tell you what, I'm going to ask, let's see here, let me get Daniel Weiss. Where are you, Daniel? You're back there, right? Yeah, you're here visiting us. You'll take, again, about 30 seconds to a minute, whatever the Lord lays on your heart, just to thank God for who he is. When we get to that part, I'll have you do that, okay? And then we'll spend some time meditating, and then we'll praise the Lord, all right? So let's start with this. I'm going to pray. I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to help us. Then I'm going to start that timer, and I'm going to begin with a prayer of praising the Lord. Dear Holy Spirit, we do recognize that you are the one that was given to us by the Father to lead us and guide us into all truth, and to even intercede for us when we don't know what to pray for as we ought. We recognize that that is your job, and so we ask you now even to help us as we spend time with with you. And as we spend time meditating on your word, as we boldly come before the throne, please help us. Please use this time and anoint this time to teach us how to spend time with you, I pray. Now, dear Lord, as we begin this time also, dear Lord, I do just want to begin, and we begin, by praising you for who you are. Lord, we don't know all of the different things that we could say about you. There's more than we can even think of. But we do see in your word many amazing things that we can praise you about. I even think about in Genesis, in the account of creation, and how as you created all things with just the word of your mouth, that you looked on all things and they were very good. And Father, we just praise you and glorify you that whatever you create is very good. Even as the book of, I believe it's Ecclesiastes, tells us, you've made all things beautiful in your time. That is who you are. That's your nature. We recognize that the misery that we have in this world is not because of you. It's sin that we as mankind brought into this world. And Lord, we just praise you and we thank you for how beautiful you make all things. And Lord, we also thank you for how beautiful you are. Lord, how wonderful you are, how glorious you are. We praise you for that. Now, Lord, as we continue with these few minutes of praising you, would you bring to all of our minds as we pray silently things that we can praise you for? All right, so our time is up there with that section. I hope that it was a blessing to you. I personally saw in Psalm 138, verse number 2, that the psalmist said that he would praise the Lord for his loving kindness and his truth, for he had magnified his word above his name and was able to spend time praising the Lord for his loving kindness and his truth and how great his truth is. Well, it's a blessing. This time, Brother Pritchett's going to lead us in a prayer of confessing God. In other words, the word confessing is agreeing with the Lord, agreeing with what he said. And so then whenever he's done, we'll spend a few minutes in quiet prayer, just recognizing who God is in relationship to us. All right, so Brother Pritchett, you go ahead.
Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for another opportunity that we can come before you. Lord God, I thank you that because of Jesus Christ and what he did for us on the cross and him being our personal Savior, Lord, our advocate and friend, we can have access to your throne of grace. Lord God, I thank you that we can come boldly before the throne of grace where we can obtain mercy and find grace. And Lord God, we know that you will not push us away. And I know we've already thanked you and praised you for that, but Lord God, I do want to say thank you for that. Lord God, I think about the fact that you are our creator. You are my creator, Heavenly Father. Lord, you've given me everything that I have, from the breath that I breathe, from the sole of my feet to the top of my head. Lord God, I thank you for what you have given to me. And Lord God, I too often do take that for granted. But Lord God, I do thank you that you are my creator. Lord, that by you, I live. Lord God, all things consist because of you. Lord God, I thank you that you are not only my creator, but you are also my father. And Lord God, you are the perfect father. Lord, I know that I fail in my trying to being a father to my children, but I am so thankful that you never fail.
Yes, amen.
That you always hear, that really your door, if I can put it this way, is always open. That I can come to you and I can cry out and Lord God, I can even confess. Lord God, I thank you that you are my Father who hears, but also that you're my Father that protects. Lord God, you've given me protection each and every day. Lord, you've preserved me up to this point, and Lord God, through each and every night, Lord, you've answered my prayer for safety and protection, Lord, of my home and of my family, and I thank you for that protection. I also thank you for your provision. Lord God, there hasn't been a day that's gone by where we've been without. Lord God, I thank you for being my creator and my father. Lord God, Lord Jesus, I thank you for being my intercessor, that I have a mediator between myself and God, and that is you, the man, Jesus Christ, that even when I fail, even when I pray, that you're there to mediate, to intercede on my behalf, and bring my prayer to the Father. I thank you that you intercede for me. Thank you that you are my Savior. Without you,
there would be no hope for heaven, no hope of eternal life. So Lord Jesus, I thank you that you gave your life for me on the cross, that you paid for my sin debt, that you paid for the penalty of sin upon me, not upon you. Lord God, Lord Jesus, you did that for the entire world, and I thank you for that. And Holy Spirit of God, I thank you for being that enabler, Lord, that gives me the strength, spiritual strength each and every day, and that you guide me in all truth. Lord, as I read your word on a daily basis, you remind me of just how wonderful the Father is and how gracious he is to me, because I don't deserve his grace. I don't deserve his mercy. Yet his mercies are new each and every morning. Well, again, Holy Spirit, I thank you that you enable me to walk this Christian life. And really, it's not me walking this Christian life. It's you walking, that I may be in Christ. Lord, Holy Spirit, I thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Holy Spirit of God, I thank you that you guide not only me, but you guide each and every believer, that is each and every one that has cried out to Jesus Christ to be their personal Savior. Holy Spirit of God, I thank you for the comfort that you bring. Thank you for being that comforter. And as we continue in prayer, Lord God, I ask and pray that you'd bring to remembrance from your word, Lord God, our relationship with you, the position that we have. We are your children. We are joint heirs of the Father, and we are brothers of Jesus Christ. Dear God, help us. Holy Spirit, guide us as we pray. I pray this in your name. Amen.
We'll start the next section, which is confessing sin. And I'll pray right here, and remember what 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. So that when the Spirit of God speaks to us and says, that's sin, we agree with him. That's what confessing is. Yes, God, you're right. I've been wrong. That's sin. I confess it. Then he forgives. So I'll pray and then just ask the Lord, is there anything in my life that's not right, that displeases you? And as he brings things, confess them. All right, God, yes, that's wrong. I've been wrong. I confess it as sin. And then say, Lord, is there anything else? And give him time to speak with you, okay? Lord, we bring before you, Lord, our lives, and we recognize that you are the judge. You're the one who gets to decide what's right and what's wrong. Lord, it's not important what we think is right or wrong. It's not important how we rationalize things. That, Lord, you are the judge. We recognize that your word is truth, and therefore, if your word says that something is wrong, then it is wrong. And even within the parameters of that, if there's something that maybe your word does not explicitly forbid, that if you, our Father, our Creator, our God, if you convict us through your Spirit of something that we should not do, that it would be sin for us to disobey your Spirit, even if the word does not explicitly command. So, Lord, we confess that you are right. And, Lord, we even just think about this need for us to spend time with you. And we confess that we've not spent the time with you that we should. We've put other things ahead of you, which is a breaking of your commandment to not have other gods before you. Father, we confess that as sin. Lord, we thank you for your forgiveness. Now, would you lead us individually, personally, to know anything else that would stand between us and you, anything that is wrong? And would you give us the grace and the repentance to confess it and turn, I pray. All right, so as we end that little section here, let me open that alarm up here. There we go. All right, now we want to move on to the next section, which is claiming promises. Think about why it's important to claim promises, because we're going into the part, you can go ahead there. Yeah, thank you, Brother Chuck, I appreciate that. We're getting to the part now where we're about to ask God to do things. We're going to intercede for people. We're going to ask God for things. So it's important for us to claim the promises of God. What we're doing is we're getting ourselves on a ground of faith to what God has taught us in his word, to stand on that and say, yeah, what God says is right. God does answer prayer. God does love me, et cetera, et cetera. All right? I gave some, small little areas that you could think of for promises. But Brother Chuck, if you would lead us in prayer, and then whenever he's done, then we'll just continue the rest of the 5 minutes quietly praying. Go ahead, sir.
Father, we just thank you for this morning, for ministering to us, and the word that you delivered to us, Lord, it moved me, and I thank you that that's possible, that you'll talk to us, and
yes.
I thank you for the fellowship. Lord, you sent a brother to me, and we talked about being distant from you in a way that we ought not to be, and not tonight. You're talking to us again.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I think of the promises in John 17, where you said that if we hear your words and we do what you say, that we'll be your friend.
Amen.
And the promises that go with that, Lord, that's a deep relationship. You're going to tell us things that you don't tell people that aren't your friend.
Yep.
And so I just thank you that that's possible through you.
Yes.
And I think also, Lord, of Isaiah 58 and Psalm 37, the idea that we would honor your Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that could be regarded as a seventh day of the week, Lord, but you've taught me over the years that it's your rest.
Mm.
And that really involves what you've given us, to be able to walk with you and trust you and rely on you for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And not trust in ourselves. And so, Lord, there you said in Isaiah 58 that if we will call the Sabbath a delight, I mean, get up in the morning and just be delighted.
Yep.
And if we will not do our own ways, but your ways, not say our own words, but endeavor to say your words,
mm-hmm.
not seek our own pleasure, but seek what pleases you, that then you will cause us to delight in you, and you'll give us the right desires.
Yes,
you'll give us the desires of our heart. Lord, we claim those promises. Yeah, wonderful. If all of us would be delighting in you,
mm-hmm.
and would be pursuing the desires that you give us, you've made that possible, and we put those promises before you, and we ask you to bring it about. Only with you is it possible for wicked sinners like us, who often will choose darkness or to be a little distant or play church. But I know that you can quicken us.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you for all your promises, and we put these before you and ask you to bring it about. In Jesus' name.
Yes, amen. All right. The next section in this outline here is intercession and petition. So asking God for things. And I generally have put down about 15 minutes there, but again, it can go a lot longer. There's a lot of things we can pray for. For time's sake tonight, we want to do about 5 minutes, okay? So what I'd like to do now is, you know, we have a prayer list that we've put out on Wednesday nights. Maybe there's something else that's on your heart. We'll do like we've done before, which is, if you want to pray, just stand up right where you are, pray loud enough so people can hear you. Remember, people are on live stream. We'll have a microphone there that'll somewhat pick up. You're going to have to speak out real loud and be brief, but at the same time, ask God for whatever the Lord lays on your heart, and then just sit right back down. Another person can ask for something else. If it's quiet and we're all praying in the quietness of our heart, that's fine too, all right? So we'll just open it up for whoever wants to pray. The timer's already going now, and when we're done with the 5 minutes, the timer will go off, okay? So whoever wants to pray for whatever thing, just stand up and go ahead.
Father, I think of this evening, Pat Hale.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I ask and pray that you would prepare her for tomorrow and really for this week in regarding to those treatments that she will have.
Yes.
I do ask and pray that you would allow her to get the rest that she needs tonight, Lord God, and then following the treatment, Lord God, that you allow her to get the rest that she needs so that she can prepare for the next.
Yep.
Lord God, whatever your will is, regarding the cancer and the treatments causing the cancer to shrink or whatever. Heavenly Father, I pray that your will would be mm-hmm. done, and that you get all the honor, the glory, and the praise in and through it all.
Lord, I'd like to pray for Mrs. Reyes, Mrs. Dewey, expectant mothers, Lord, mm-hmm. and we pray for the health of those babies, the health of their mothers,
yes.
and pray for the husbands to be there as their wives would need them
yep.
with the births and
yeah.
what's coming at, with fathers, Lord. And we just put those young ladies and those families before you, Lord.
Yes, amen.
Lord God, I ask that you would help each of us as members of this church, Lord, to lead at least one person to Christ this year, Lord.
Yeah, amen.
And disciple that person, Lord. They might lead people.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I pray this in Jesus' name. Lord, I just lift up the upcoming revival, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Times are so wicked. I pray that you pour out your spirit, that you prepare each one of us, prepare the preacher, prepare the whole event, that you would cause us to let your light shine, that the whole event happens so that we become a shining light, telling people about you and bringing honor and glory to your name.
Amen.
That you would have your hand on PBS this summer.
Yes.
I pray, Lord, that give the workers time off from work and the energy to participate in that, Lord. And most of all, I pray, Lord, that we bring in many kids, church kids, bus kids, help them to have free schedules, help them to have the desire to come.
Yep.
I pray, Lord, that those would be safe at PBS. Young children come to know the Lord, Lord. Begin to serve you and have hearts towards you, Lord.
Heavenly Father, think of Pastor Jeff and Grace
yes.
as they prepare to tie up any details for their upcoming furlough. Lord, then you would show them what still needs to be done. And Lord God, make sure that whatever is already set in place would just be shored up and just be ready to go when they do when they do head out. Lord God, I pray that their travel would be a safe travel from Bulgaria to the States. And then even as they travel about, and Father, they go as they visit and report back on the ministry that you've given to them in Bulgaria. Lord God, that it would be a fruitful time for them. Lord, it would be an enjoyable time being back home. Lord God, I pray that we could be a blessing to mm-hmm. them, Holy Father, while they're here and in some way, in some form or some fashion. Dear God, I pray for the Shigalises.
Yes.
In the meantime, as they continue to minister to the folks there, that you would give Brother Shigalis the messages and just the things you'd have to say, Lord, even the Bible studies. For Owen and for Owen's girlfriend, mm-hmm. Sarah. Lord, that those just continue, and Lord God, that there would be a hunger that even over the course of time while they're away, that Owen and Sarah would want to know more about what your word says. Lord God, I think of the blacks that are there with them. Mm-hmm. Lord, that you didn't give them guidance and wisdom, how they can step in and be a help to those that mm-hmm. the Shigalises minister to. But Lord God, I pray that you bring the Shigalises home safely for their furlough.
Amen. All right. We want to move on to the next section. And of course, normally you'd spend about 15 minutes or thereabouts, but we shorten that obviously for time's sake. We want to go ahead and go to Thanksgiving. And in other words, we want to thank God for what he has done and what he will do. So again, we'll spend about 5 minutes in that. Daniel's going to lead us in that with a prayer of thanksgiving, believing the Lord that he does answer prayer, that these things that we've asked will be answered, and all of that. So I know God's pleased with that faith of thanksgiving. So Daniel, go ahead.
Psalm 100 says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations."
Yep.
Lord, we want to thank you for your goodness. We want to thank you for your mercy, Lord. And Lord, thank you for saving us, Lord, even while we were yet sinners, Lord. Yep. And Lord, we're not worthy to be here. We're not worthy to be in this church. Yep. Lord, the only thing that we deserve is the lake of fire.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Lord, we just want to thank you for your mercy. And
yes.
And forgive us for not thanking you more,
mm-hmm.
for not giving more thanks, Lord. And Lord, we just pray that you would bless the rest of this time as we continue to praise you
yep.
and to give you thanks.
Yes, amen. All right. Let's move on to the next section, and that's meditation, and then we'll have praise and singing. Now, we're not going to spend the full 15 minutes in meditation just for time's sake, but we will spend 5 minutes, and I want to kind of do this together. I want to just show you a little bit on I'm not a master at meditating on the Word of God, but let me encourage you that meditation is the idea of mulling something over and over and over, thinking on it all the time. We do it all the time. We usually meditate on things that we're worried about or things that we're angry about. But let's meditate on God's Word. So I'll set the timer now. By the way, the other thing that I want to encourage you to do as we meditate is look for action steps that you can take in your life based on what the Bible says. So, all right, Lord, what do I do with this truth? Okay, look for that as you go. But here's what I want to do. I'm going to start the timer. I will just set it for 5 minutes rather than 15. But somebody give me a book and a chapter. Okay, Joe. All right, Isaiah 44. Let's all turn to Isaiah 44, okay? And again, I'm not like the one who does this really well or anything like that, but just give you an example of how you might meditate on the Scripture. You might take a book like Isaiah and just go through it a little bit at a time, or you might ask God for a random passage that he would have you to go through. But Isaiah 44 and verse number 1, it says, "Yet now hear, O Jacob my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen, thus saith the Lord that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring." Now, if I was going to meditate on Isaiah 44, I might take verse 1 alone, or maybe all three of those first verses, and I would just look at phrases. I'd look for punctuation. So, for instance, "yet now hear." Think about what God is saying. "Yet now hear." The reason I stopped there is there's a comma right after it. "Yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant." So I'd meditate on that and think to myself, all right, so God's wanting Jacob, the nation of Israel, to hear him. Am I hearing God? Do I have ears to hear? God would probably want me, as I look at his word, to hear him. I should look at it with an ear to God. Okay, yes, yes, sir. What would you like to say to me? "Yet now hear." And then he says, "O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen." Of course, it was obviously talking about Israel, but being that I'm in Christ, I can claim that same promise that I'm the servant of the Lord. I've been chosen by God. And I might spend a few moments meditating on that and thinking on that and just reveling in the fact that I'm God's servant and I'm chosen by him. Go ahead, Brother Peter.
My mind really said, "Yet now hear."
Yeah, exactly, right.
I would go back quickly.
Right. That's good. That's a good point. So because it says, "Yet now hear," it's obviously pointing back to the previous section, so you might read on that for a little bit. That's the idea of meditating. And then, of course, verse 2 is, "Thus saith the Lord that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee, fear not." So God brings them back to the fact that, remember, I made you, I formed you from the womb, and I will help you. So I meditate on that and think on that and even talk to God about that and say, God, I know that that's true about me too. You're my creator. You formed me from the womb. I might think about a Psalm 139 that talks about I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, right? I might go over there and just read that and meditate on it, think about it. By the way, then I might be led to go back and just look at verse 1 again. And the idea of meditating is, people have likened it, you'll love this, right, to a cow and how it chews cud, right? A cow has four stomachs, if I remember right, from my biology class, right? And it eats the hay or whatever, and it takes that into that first stomach after it's chewed up, and of course it stays in that stomach for a little bit, breaking down, and then it regurgitates it, chews it again, sends it into another stomach, right? And it breaks down further there, regurgitates it, backs up, chews it again. That's the idea of meditation. Take God's word and chew on it for a while, meditate on it. The Spirit of God will teach you all kinds of things. Now let me encourage you, obviously Spirit of God is your best friend in this. But also, faith, which the Spirit of God will give you, standing on God's word, believing that his word is right. But then the other thing is punctuation, is your friend in God's word. Because punctuation makes the difference. So use the punctuation. You might even study up on your English grammar a little bit and learn what punctuation means, because it's there for a reason. And meditate on it using all of those tools that God gives you. Boy, he'll give you all kinds of stuff. Don't be afraid for those 15 minutes to take one verse or one phrase or one word. The Lord might even lead you to just get out a concordance and look at one word and how many times it's used. Like the name Jeshurun, which is in the end of verse 2. From my understanding, Jeshurun was kind of a pet name that God gave to Israel. And from my Bible says it's the idea of upright. Well, you might just look at all the different times Jeshurun is used. And I think sometimes it has an H in there, Jeshurun, I think sometimes. But anyway, you might look at that and just kind of meditate through those things. And that's the idea of meditation, all right? And look for, okay, an action step now. What can I do with that? And maybe it's just to share that truth with some other Christian. So that when you come into church on Wednesday night or whatever, you can, when you're talking in the hallway, rather than talking about, you know, the Brewers and how they're going to have a losing season, I don't know if they will or not, but you know what I'm talking about. Rather than talking about sports, you can say, hey, can I tell you about what God showed me this week? That would be good for us to do, right? And I can use that to encourage. By the way, the more you share it with others, the more God will give you more. That's the way God works it, all right? So that's that section. Then the last section is praise and singing. All right, now we won't time the praise and singing, but I thought, let's just do this. Let's sing a hymn. We'll just sing a cappella, all right? And we'll sing one. So we want a hymn that praises the Lord, okay? So 164, praise him, praise him. Now remember, we're not just singing because it's congregational singing time and we're going to sing. Remember, this is the idea behind this is, I've just got done with my prayer time, and I want to praise God. I want to spend the last little bit of the time that I spend with God praising him. So think about the words as you sing that out, all right? Let's go ahead and go with that first verse. Here we go. Praise him, praise him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Sing, O earth, his wonderful love proclaim. Hail him, hail him. Highest archangels in glory, strength and honor give to his holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard his children. In his arms he carries them all day long. Praise him, praise him. Tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever in joyful song. All right, on the third now, here we go. Praise him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Heavenly portals, loud with hosannas ring. Jesus, Savior, reigneth forever and ever.
crown him, prophet and priest and king. Christ is coming over the world victorious. Power and glory unto the Lord belong. Praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever in joyful song.
Amen. Good singing. Good job. So as you end your time with the Lord, you can spend it certainly singing. If you have a hymnal at home, pull it out, sing something. You got a hymnal in your Bible, lots of things there you can sing. You might even just spend the time praying and praising the Lord, whatever. But that's a good format to use, okay? We shortened it. We spent about 50 minutes rather than an hour because we cut some of the time off. But I would encourage you to go through and use this or something like this and adapt it for yourself, but spend an hour with God. It goes quick when you have a format. It goes quick when you have a plan. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. Don't be afraid to veer off of the plan a little bit if the Holy Spirit's leading. But sometimes it's good to have a structure, a format to help you at least get started. Now, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. What I'm going to ask you to do is commit to this. Now, again, let the Holy Spirit lead you, okay? Don't do it because Pastor said, and this is what we as Baptists do. We spend an hour with God every day. Don't let it become a ritual. But at the same time, let me encourage you, commit to this, that Lord, I want to commit to spending real time with you every day, not just 5 minutes before I go to work or 15 minutes before I go to work, but God, real time with you that I set aside as an appointment between you and me daily. It will change your life. Listen, if we as a church would follow something like this and begin as a church where the majority of people are spending an hour with God each day, it'll change our church. You want to talk about revival? That will bring revival. It will change us. I want to encourage you to do that, all right?